VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Look up.
You know, we were going to do the number one.
Yeah, you want to do that now?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
So we went through the top 10 items by price that sold on eBay, the most
last
expensive.
Last week.
And we gave you 9 of them. And as a quick rundown, I'll go through them very quickly.
Okay.
Just so you know. So we had number 10 was a Cartier Love Bracelet. In pink and white gold with diamonds, that sold for $17,765. There was a Russian icon of Jesus Christ from the 19th century, sold for $18,300. There was this was an unusual one. This was a barbecue porch concession trailer with a Myron Mixon smoker. I think it's a big unit. That sold for $21,000. Mac DeMarco's used stinky pair of sneakers sold for $21,100. A piece of heavy equipment, a Link Belt 500-ton hydraulic truck crane sold for $32,500. And the number 5 item was a Les Paul guitar that sold for $32,995. And then number 4 was a invitation to Jean-Michel Basquiat's first gallery exhibition in New York that sold for $16,000. It was priced at $46,000, but a best offer took it at $16,000. A bronze Buddha from the 15th century sold for $79,299. There was a car, which was the last one we did, this is number 2, a 2009 Bentley Azure convertible sold for $120,000. And finally, the last, this was the first time ever, an item sold in one of eBay's live auctions, and this is the first time it's been part of the top eBay stories list of 10 items. And this eBay live auction allows folks the opportunity to bid on a premium in art and collectibles. If you haven't checked it out, you should. I enjoy it very much. Sold directly by hundreds of world-class traditional auction houses around the world. So this was an Elvis Presley first recorded acetate from 1953, which I believe was probably recorded at the Sun Studios right there in Memphis. If you've never been to the little museum they've turned it into, you must. It's an incredible experience. It was won by an eBayer bidding in real time against would-be buyers in Memphis and around the globe. And what a find and what a win, because it sold for $240,000.
Oh,
my. One expensive piece of acetate.
On eBay. Well, that's what I really wanted you to give me.
Oh, you wanted that?
Yeah, but you gave me the $17,000 bracelet instead. But you know what?
What?
It's okay.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Because
that's all you're getting.
Absolutely okay.
That's it.
Paula in Sherwood, Oregon. Known on eBay as Neverland Nook. Hi, Paula. What's your question or comment?
My comment was that I heard the duck quack, 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 and I have the word.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
What is the word?
It's a great word, you guys. Come on. Omphaloscalepsis.
Omphaloscalepsis. You're
That's
right.
The one.
That's it.
I use that word every day.
What does it mean?
It means let's go crazy and list. I don't know what it means.
It's okay. You only needed the word. It means navel gazing. And there's this particular bit of trivia behind this
looking
word.
At sailors down at the shipyard?
No.
Oh.
Navel gazing, like your navel, not that navel.
Oh, okay. Contemplating life.
Although I'm sure all of us have gazed at some navels at few. And the interesting tidbit is this word is being reused because it was also our secret word on August 19th, 2014.
Oh, and
I missed that episode.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Paula, what do you sell on eBay?
I sell all my good finds, toys, vintage toys, antiques, just good finds.
Well, you're going to get...
I like to hunt them down.
a new toy. You're going to get a bag to put all those toys in, and a fabulous utilitarian eBay tote bag that's pictured on the chat board. And all you have to do, Paula, is send me an email address with your address, street address, preferred P.O. boxes we can't ship to because we ship by FedEx here at eBay. And I'll send it right off to you as soon as you send that to me.
Okay, but here's my question, Griff.
Yes.
I called in one other time with my dilemma of what I was having with my new phone, and I tried to email you, and I was a first-time listener, and I didn't get your email address, and it bounced back. So if you could be so kind to tell me exactly what your address is, I'd appreciate it.
It's Griff, G-R-I-F-F, G-R-I-F-F. At eBay.com.
eBay.com.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. So I'll try again, and then I'll send you my other comment on why I'm listing with the phone, the Turbo Droid.
Turbo Droid?
That's a lot of pictures.
What?
It's called the Motorola Droid Turbo or something.
Oh, yeah, that's the phone. Turbo. Yeah, right. Yes, okay.
It's supposed to be a great phone.
It's a great phone, except for the eBay app. It's not as good as my iPhone app because I can't just select pictures like 12 at a time or 10 at a time. I have to one at a time upload them.
Ah, well, you want to... It's probably, if I know anything about the applications, the iPhone app gets all of the features first, and then they build those features over time into the Android, Windows, and I assume the BlackBerry app. So... look for it to come soon.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that feature comes along. That'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome.
But how long have you been?
I'm very happy I won the tote.
Yes, I am too.
Okay, Paula, how long have you been selling on eBay?
I started back in 96.
Wow.
You're an old timer. That's when I started.
Well,
you and I go way back.
Took a long break. I did it for a while then and had fun when my kids were little and. Then I taught preschool for 20 years, and now I'm ready to be stay-at-home selling eBay again.
Yeah, there you go.
So you taught preschool?
Yep.
How rewarding.
I did.
That must be very rewarding. They learn so much at that age.
Oh, it's a very commendable career and a very difficult one.
I guess.
It can be, yeah.
Paula, congratulations on being our winner today.
All right. Thanks so much. I enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. We enjoy having you. You're listening to eBay Radio, of course, and our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30.
Yes.
Also known as 888-723-4630. You may give us a call, or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay Radio player. So, Griff, we're not out of the woods yet with that legislation requiring online sellers to collect state sales tax.
Oh, we'll never be out of the woods with that.
So, as members of eBay Main Street and eBay Radio listeners know, eBay opposes legislation requiring online sellers to collect state sales tax, even in states where they have no physical presence.
Right.
The bill currently pending is the alleged Marketplace Fairness Act.
Ugh.
Congress couldn't pass it last year, but that does not mean it's dead. Representative Bob Goodlatte, who's from Virginia, will work on a House version this year. And Representative Jason Chavitz from Utah has been working on separate legislation to address concerns that impact small businesses. And his legislation could be released early in 2015. So please go to ebaymainstreet.com and sign up and just put your name to the fight that we're having concerning having it. Can you imagine what it would be like to have to pay taxes all over the place? Just keeping track of it would be big.
Right. That's the nightmare part.
Exactly.
I mean, if I didn't have to think about it, I wouldn't care, probably. But I have to like every seller, I'd have to think about it. And I'm not, you know, none of us on this show, I think, are multi-million dollar gross sellers a year. So, yeah, it's the irony, the bitter irony is calling something the Marketplace Fairness Act.
When it's not.
It's totally
clearly
unfair.
Is not. No, it was named that for big retailers.
Yeah, their version of fairness.
Because they don't want us to sell.
They want to crush you.
They want to crush us.
Which is, you know, hey, You know, so I don't take it personally. It's all business. But you got to play fair, and that's not playing fair.
No, it's not.
So, yeah, of course big business wants to crush small business. You don't think that they want to get married, do you? They want to crush you.
I think some eBay sellers don't really sometimes, just judging by the email I received, don't really get it sometimes.
Well, because a lot of sellers start off on eBay and they're not really of a business mind. You know, they have to acquire it as they go along, like kind of like Brandy did. She went to school even. But even people who have a natural skill set and are just, they're built for being entrepreneurs, sometimes, you know, you don't have that kind of business perspective. And in business, it's business. People compete, as long as you're competing fairly. But yeah, they want you to go out of business. Your competitors don't want you in business.
I think of myself as an eBay seller as one of those little boutique mom and dad shops in a town where the big box store just moved in.
Right.
And we're there, you know, we deserve, and our American system allows for entrepreneurialism and free market enterprise and all that stuff. And we need to be able to have our business without having to compete with those guys.
Yeah. Remember when I was living back in another town far, far away, watching somebody who had opened a specialty shop across the street from a little mall that became a big mall, where there was suddenly one of those big box stores, which shall be nameless, Walmart, and how she felt it was killing her business. She complained all the time, and I said, we got to find a way to compete.
That's right.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Our lines are still open for the next segment, 888-723-4630. Call us here on eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 296.
The holidays mean an increase in traffic and sales. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. And he's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He has this holiday tip.
Think about ways to begin bundling some product. Even if that's not a strategy you use ongoing throughout the year, during this time of the year, it can be used to really entice buyers into specials. You can make certain bundles that are for limited time, and that really gets people to jump in and buy. Sometimes you can throw things into a deal and make it a bundle. You can really amp up your average sale price.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We're breathlessly awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Okay, Griff, I have an eBay item number for you.
Oh, brother.
It's something new. 2514.
2514.
8541.
8541.
4992.
4992.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It was just in the news. So
yikes.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain's suicide letter has been made into a baseball shirt.
Yeah. Why are we looking at this?
Because it's in the eBay news today.
Yeah, I know, but I wonder if this person has... That particular piece of text, that note is trademarked, and if they've got the license to do this, I mean, I don't know. Could be. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I could be wrong. Seems bad taste to me. But anyway, go ahead. Was in the news? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, there was some new. There are many news stories coming out today about it.
So. Oh, but it wasn't in your news story.
No. It was not in my eBay news.
What are they saying in the news about this?
Just that that someone has made T-shirts doing this.
Yeah, I suspect. I don't know. This seems like a terribly bad. I don't know.
I wanted to see how you felt about it.
Makes me queasy.
Okay.
Because I don't know the relationship this has with anything. I mean, if I went down and saw that all proceeds were being donated to some suicide prevention charity, I might think differently. But, yeah.
The story originated on Billboard.
Really?
Billboard magazine, you know?
Yeah.
That's where the story originated.
Who owns all this stuff, Courtney?
I don't know, probably.
Mm.
And the kid. There's a kid.
Yeah. I don't know. You're profiting off of something that I think is questionable.
Oh.
That's just me.
Even Billboard said we had to wait until 2015. It said last year marked the 20th anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death.
Right.
But we had to wait until 2015 for the most tasteless memorial to the Nirvana frontman's life. So some people agree with you.
Yeah. They've only sold one. Well, there, you know, that's the reality of a marketplace. I can't comment whether I can tell you what I think, but I can't comment on whether it's actually, you know, kosher or not. But
have you sold anything recently?
Yeah, I sold a couple shirts. I sold a pair of shoes. I got a return on those shoes. They're brand new, but the buyer said, you know, I think my size has changed. They're not fitting. And I said, that's okay. Just send them back. I'll look for another pair for you. So. Yeah, it's been okay. I've spent zero amount of time on my business in the last month. Zero. I'm wiped out with other projects, so I got to get them out of the way. I am like pages away from finishing the education specialist, the eBay University basics of selling update, which I had no idea the amount of work that this would take. I thought it would be much easier than this. What was I thinking?
So when you met with the education specialists at our eBay event,
yes,
eBay Radio event,
yeah.
So you hadn't finished anything.
I hadn't started anything at that point.
Okay.
So I started it thinking, oh, it'll take a month, and it's just the process was much harder than that than I thought. So, but the light at the end of the tunnel is that the Power U folks have the bulk of it ready. They have it already. They're compiling it for the manuals.
So quickly, for those who do not know or for new listeners, what is the eBay Education Program?
So the Education Specialist Program is a program that that eBay created 10 years ago for people who want to teach others how to sell on eBay and who do so, and they charge money and whatever they do. It's a way of getting content with eBay and then placement in our directory. And that's connected on the other end to what aspiring new sellers will see if they search for eBay classes either online or soon on eBay, is a link to the eBay University page where they can take a quote-unquote university course with a with an eBay education specialist through their local classroom, scheduled classroom courses and in their area. And there's education specialists in, I think now, every single major metropolitan area in the United States. So there's one nearby. If you want to learn more, you just go to ebay.com/university. I believe that's the link.
So you used to be known as the Dean of eBay Education, but they don't call you that anymore?
Man,
yes,
it's still on my letterhead.
It's still on your letterhead. Okay, yeah. Good, because I love that. So when did that start?
No, 2000, I'm going to say 2002. Yeah, it was 2002. Someone said, well, we should just call you the Dean. And I'm thinking, yeah, you should give me the raise that goes with the title.
Yeah, really. Give me
but
that.
Okay.
Give me
yeah.
that. Figure the professors are getting.
Well, I think I get that more now, so
oh,
it's
good.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm still officially that. I think because, I don't know.
For lack of a better word for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because it doesn't look good if it says, like, head jerk.
That's true. But it should, really.
Yeah, that's right. This open phone segment was brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Coming up in our third hour, selling niche items or niche. This is eBay Radio, produced by Global
Site. Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit replymanager.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.